This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. What a great time to stop and just think about our lives and our day and let God become a part of our day. That's what we do each weekday morning at this time. We open the Bible and just read a little bit about what God has to say to us from His Word, and then think about what that means for our lives. It's such a valuable thing to do in your life every day, to just take a moment at the beginning of your day and bring God into your thoughts. I want to talk to you this week about the idea of being lost. And maybe for some of you, as you listen, you're thinking, well, that word pretty much describes me in my life. I don't really know where I'm going. I feel like I'm in a maze, and no matter which way I turn, there's no way out. I really don't feel like there's hope in my life. And I need some direction. I need some guidance. Others of us may not feel that way. But when Christians talk about being lost, there's another meaning that adds in even on top of that. And that is, lost in life means you're facing an eternity without God in your life. And here's the reality that the Bible talks about, that every one of us in our lives, we're born with a break in our relationship with God, and we need to have that link with God and the life of God restored. Without that link, our lives go around in circles. Even if we are achieving a lot of things and seeing success in areas of our life, at the core of our being, something is really missing when God is not there in our lives. Jesus talks about this in his conversation with Nicodemus, referring to himself as the Son of Man and the Son of God. He says in John chapter 3, starting in verse 14, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "be lifted up," talking about the cross. "So must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Well, here's reality. You may have grown up in a Christian home, in a Christian family. You may have gone to church and been confirmed and done all the sacraments. But Christians are not born. You personally have to deal with the issues in your life that are a barrier between you and God and come into a personal, living relationship with God. Real Christianity isn't just religion. It's a relationship with God. Jesus says, whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Well, what does that mean to believe in Jesus? Does it simply mean to know that, yes, all of history tells us there was a man named Jesus who lived and died and actually even rose from the dead? Well, just understanding that doesn't get you anywhere. The Bible says even the demons believe that and tremble. They still know they'll be judged by God. So what does it mean to believe in Jesus? Well, it means you recognize he's really there. And in your own life, maybe you would say, I recognize that. I know some real Christians, and I see that there's something different about them. I see their relationships are different. I see that they respond differently when things are falling apart in life. There's a reality of God in their lives. I know he's real. And I know what he's done for me. Not just what he did in history, but he did it for me so I could be forgiven and come into a living relationship with God. When you put your faith in that and trust in that, that's the believing that changes your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.